This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. India and Germany have expressed their deepest concern over the war raging in Ukraine, including the terrible and tragic humanitarian consequences. In the joint statement following the 7th India-Germany inter-government consultation in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz reiterated that the need of the comprehensive, just and lasting peace in line with international law. The two leaders also noted that the negative impacts of the war in Ukraine with regard to global food and energy security, especially in the developing and least developing countries. They stressed that the significance of adhering to the international law and enshrined in the UN Charter. The Prime Minister and the Chancellor Scholz will also be unified efforts against the terrorist group, including the designated by the United Nations Security Council. India and Germany stressed the importance of Indo-Pacific and prosperity and security as well for addressing global challenges. Both sides also highlighted the importance of freedom of navigation and of imperated maritime routes in accordance to the international law in maritime domains, including the Indo-Pacific. Both leaders stressed the crucial importance of comprehensive free trade agreement, investment protection agreement, and an agreement on geographical indication between European Union and India. They called for early conclusion of the negotiations. Earlier, India and Germany signed multiple MOUs and agreements ranging from green hydrogen and innovation and technology to boost bilateral relationship. Following delegation level talks between the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor, India and Italy have agreed to enhance cooperation between their agencies to foster a safe and resilient cyberspace. During the inaugural cyber dialogue in New Delhi yesterday, both sides exchanged views on cyber threat landscape and national cyber strategies. The two sides also discussed protection of critical information, infrastructure, and mechanisms for capacity building initiatives. Both sides also explored collaborative opportunities in multilateral forums, especially concerning recent developments in cyber domain at United Nations. The bilateral meeting was co-chaired by Joint Secretary, Ministry of External Affairs, Amit Shukla. A total of 1,609 nomination forms have been received for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. The filing of nomination ended last evening for the first phase. The Barkata assembly seat saw the highest number of submissions, with 70 forms filled. 43 constituencies will go to polls in the phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nomination will take place on the 28th of October, while the candidates will withdraw the nomination till the 30th of this month. Assembly election in Jharkhand is being held in two phases. Voting for the second phase will take place on the 20th of November. In view of Diwali and Chhath Puja festival, Northern Railways will operate 195 additional trips of special trips from today till the 7th of November for the convenience of passengers. These trains, which especially depart from the eastern regions of the country, will be available from New Delhi and Anand Vihar railway stations in national capital. The centre has asked state governments to enhance the preparedness in view of air pollution. Dr. Atul Goyal, Director General of Health Services, has written a letter to the health departments of states and union territories regarding air pollution preparedness. The air quality of Delhi NCR continues to remain in the poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi Air Quality Index was recorded at 270 at 4 p.m. In Philippines, death toll from tropical storm Krami has risen to 81, with around 20 other people still missing. Due to massive flooding and landslides, police today said that the deaths include 47 in Batangas province and 28 in Bicol region. And that is the end of this news bulletin.